Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Midsoda Trailer Sales. Go see Chad and the crew. They can help you out, and, well, they're going to lock up that perfect trailer for you and your family. You bet, right there at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Well, this past week, a big story out of agriculture and farm broadcasting, as on Monday, the legendary Orion Samuelson, a Hall of Famer, National Association of Farm Broadcasting Hall of Famer, has pretty much done it and has been all across the world as far as broadcasting agriculture stories and headlines and coverage. And he passed away at the age of 91 on Monday. Rod Bain took some time to summarize his outstanding career.
The person considered by many as the pinnacle of farm broadcasting and agricultural media has passed.
For younger people, that's the message I have. You can't dream big enough because you never know what life holds for you.
Orion Samuelson was 91 years old at his passing Monday. Whether the presence of Noon Hour Farm Reporting on WGN in Chicago or nationwide on programming such as National Farm Report and This Week in Agribusiness, Orion served over his six-plus decade career as a bridge between rural and urban in the understanding of farming and ranching to the importance of mealtime, food budgets, and nutrition, all the while traveling to well over 70 nations. Among those journeys, missions with 9 U.S. agriculture secretaries to cover the story of agriculture. As put by Orion in a 2020 interview,
"Who would have thought that a dairy farm boy from Wisconsin would have those opportunities to do what I've done?"
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Alrighty, Rod, thank you very much. And also longtime partner at WGN, Max Armstrong. Yeah, worked with Orion for 45 years. And Max was interviewed by fellow broadcaster Brian Winnikins out of WRDN out of Durand, Wisconsin. And Max said the two did a great job in complementing each other in their ag coverage.
"He was so even-keeled. You know, his temperament was so good. You never saw the guy get really excited about something. You never saw him angry. I think he offset the excitable guy that worked with him." and, you know, I think we were different enough to really complement each other. He loved governmental affairs. He loved going to Washington. He loved being up on Capitol Hill. He loved going to the White House. You know, I loved being out on farms. And I think I was probably, especially over the last 15 years, on more farms than Orion was. And that was my wheelhouse, I guess. I love being out of the combine cab or the milking parlor."
Yeah, Max also talks about as well the time where he heard he was being offered a position to work alongside Orion Samuelson in Chicago.
"Oh, I was scared to death. There's no doubt about it. I was nervous, but excited. And I think between the time that I had the interview with him and then going to give him a confirmation of that, I'd gone back down to my house in central Illinois. And my brother, he was at Campbell Soup at that time, and he was hiring some guys from Quaker from Chicago. And my brother did not know Orion. He's 6 years older than I. And he just said, hey, my kid brother's got a chance to go to work in Chicago at WGN. And the guys said, Orion Samuelson? Tell him to get back to him and accept the job now."
Also, Max Armstrong right there. Max also saying a lot of people didn't realize how hard of a worker Orion was in his career.
"And he was just very proud of his roots and his agriculture upbringing, which gave him a tremendous work ethic. That's something that I don't know if a lot of people fully appreciated, was how hard the guy worked. When I arrived on the scene there, he said, you know, we're going to be in the station very early, and there'll be days when we're here very late. As farmers, he said, you know, we're going to be the farmers, and we've got to stay here till the job's done."
Max Armstrong visiting with a fellow farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins out of Durand, Wisconsin this week, remembering Orion Samuelson, who passed away earlier this week on Monday. Also on AgriTalk earlier in the week, a few folks took some time to reflect. Chip Flory, the host of AgriTalk.
"We got word yesterday evening that Orion had passed away. He was just a couple of weeks from his 92nd birthday. And when I say Orion, you, of course, no, I'm talking about Orion Samuelson. But Orion was one of the few farm broadcasters that reached single name status. And the uniqueness of his name is not the reason. It may have helped, but Orion reached the status he did by being part of the fabric of agriculture and farming in a 60-year career. When you heard his name or heard his booming voice, listeners from Chicago to San Antonio to Washington, D.C., knew that it was time to talk about agriculture and to talk about and with farmers from across the country.
Former AgriTalk host Mike Adams also had a take on Orion's, of course, a very trademark voice.
Yeah, you know, that voice, I always said the worst thing in the world was have to follow Orion at the podium, yeah, because no matter how good you thought your radio voice was, you sounded like a teenager going through puberty and your voice was cracking after they heard Orion speak, you know. So you couldn't get your voice deep enough to match his, that's for sure.
And finally, also farm broadcaster Ken Root, who is also host of AgriTalk, took some time to remember Orion.
Well, I have known him since 1974, and he had already been through the chairs of the National Farm Broadcaster Organization, serving well there, and he was already at that time the most known agricultural broadcaster. He had traveled before any of the rest of us got a chance. He went with Earl Butz around the world. He was reporting agriculture everywhere, and he was such a polished professional that really I sort of gave up hope of ever being, you know, half as good as he was.
May you look back at this week as farm broadcasters took time to remember Orion Samuelson, who passed away on Monday at the age of 91. Yeah, WGN in Chicago for what, 60 years? And folks took time to remember him as well this week. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. Here on Chasm Radio, it's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.